A reading from John 1, 44 to 46. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip.
I love the "come and see." I think that's a great line. But also, I think Nathanael's a very different kind of character. He's obviously trained. He is a rabbi, or he probably is trained at that level. He knows Scripture. And when he is denigrating Nazareth, he is just saying that this is the Savior is not going to come from Nazareth, which is, of course, repeated in other places. It's interesting that Nathanael is of a different level, probably, than Peter or Andrew, who are fishermen.
And Nathanael's going to have his world turned upside down, because his expectation of the Messiah is to come with big fanfare. But he's born in this little town of Bethlehem, you know, outpost. You don't have a king come there. He's from Nazareth. What good comes from Nazareth? He's going to be a servant, not lording it over the others. And because of Nathanael's training and his expertise, he's looking for things that from the exterior look like they belong to the king of Israel. And he's going to have to come and see that the king has come in a form other than what he was expecting.
Nathanael brings expectation, a preconception of what the Messiah is. And so Jesus runs into this time and again after this throughout this story, or throughout his life. But Nathanael sort of sets the markers. Jesus is going to be judged against these preconceptions that are, first of all, to say that Jesus is from Nazareth, but actually he is born in Bethlehem, but Nathanael doesn't know that. But he's kind of an intellectual. He's got the same problem many intellectuals have, and that's the sin of pride. He thinks he knows more than he in fact knows. He doesn't know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He has heard that he is from Nazareth.
And that's the whole process of us coming into relationship with God through Christ. There has to be a destroying of some of the false notions that we've based life on, and rediscovering what reality is through this one who comes with the name Jesus.
This is off subject a little bit, but in a way, what you've just described is the process of being born again, as is described in John 3. Third chapter of John. And that is almost a shedding of all of this accumulation of ideology, thinking, our culture, and everything else. And then suddenly it's seen not as worthy but worthless. And when you are born again into Christ, into the Holy Spirit, what was worth a lot. And Paul says this in one of his letters. It becomes like rags to me. And for anybody listening to this, if they've had that experience, they've been touched by the Holy Spirit.